It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. John chapter 5, verses 1 to 9. There is a story about the man who was sick. He was lying at that pool of waters, and the name of that pool was Bethesda. People were coming there to get healed. And when the water is stirred up, somebody has to go in first, and that person will be healed. And the angels were moving this water once in a while. They didn't know what time and what set time the water will be moved. In different time, different season, the angels will come and do this. And he had some kind of infirmity for 38 years. Jesus Christ is passing by. And when he saw this man, there were so many other people there. But Jesus came to this man. Now this man might be tired and weary, but he did not give up. Every day he was thinking, someday I will get into this water and I will be healed. 38 years is a long time. Jesus Christ came in his way, and when Jesus Christ saw him lying there, and Jesus knew that this is a long time this man is lying here, Jesus asked him a question. Do you want to be healed? Then this man answered, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another stepped down before me. That means he was saying, I want to be healed, but there is no one to help me. That means no friends, no relatives, and he was left alone. Jesus Christ said to him, Rise, take thy bed, and walk. This man did not say to Jesus, Don't you see me here lying for 38 years, and now you're telling me to get up and go? But this man did not argue with Jesus. As soon as Jesus says, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And the word of God says, Immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. How much time it took? Immediately the man got healed. If you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it doesn't take much time. Jesus wants to heal you now. This man had so many excuses. He was helpless. Jesus knew his problem, and he came to rescue him. Jesus Christ is watching over you. No matter how much you suffered, he wants to heal you now. Do you know the story of a woman? She was having the bleeding for 12 years. She went to every doctor in the town and she spent everything what she had. Instead of getting better, she became worse. But the day she touched the garments of Jesus Christ, she was completely healed. Jesus wants to heal you. He wants to save you. He wants to deliver you. You might have tried all medicines. You might have went to town to town. You might have some kind of incurable disease. And doctor told you there is no answer. Jesus is the answer. Look at this man. 38 years lying on that bed. When he obeyed the Jesus Christ, he did not say, I have no strength to pick up my bed. He did not say, why are you saying me this? If you heal me, I will pick up my bed. He didn't say that. He just obeyed the Lord and he was instantly healed. Do you know the story of Job? He had bad sickness, skin disease, and he was suffering. His friend came and started accusing him, and he was frustrated. When God told him, this is Job chapter 42 verse 10 if you read, pray for your friends. If Job would have said, I am already sick, they are already making fun of me, they are not going to believe if I pray for them. But God already talked to his friend and told them, go to Job, he is going to pray for you. When Job obeyed and prayed for those people without complaining, without saying, if I am healed, then only I pray. But he obeyed and he prayed for his friends, and the word of God says immediately Job was healed and God gave him the twice the blessings what he had. What I'm trying to say, if you sit there and start murmuring, start complaining, start fighting and say God doesn't care, why I'm sick, nobody cares. Just like this man. Nobody was there to help him. Jesus came to rescue him. Jesus healed him immediately. Jesus loves you. He wants to heal you. If you never called upon Jesus, this is your chance. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, I promise you, I will follow you. I will obey you. Touch me, heal me, deliver me, and set me free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer from your heart, you are a born-again child of God. Now, if you ask Jesus to heal you, he will heal you, he will deliver you, he will set you free. If you have financial problem, he will supply your needs. If you have any other problems, he will come to rescue you. No matter this problem for one day or 40 years. One lady came to me for prayer. She was suffering for 40 years. When I asked her, what is your age? She said, 45 years. So when she was 5 years old, she was suffering a skin disease. And Jesus healed her overnight. And next day she came to testify, she was completely healed. So there is nothing impossible with God. You might be suffering for a week or suffering for 40 years. There is nothing impossible with God. Jesus wants to heal you. Put your hand on your body or touch somebody who needs a prayer. We are going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. You are a great God. You are a miracle-working God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are unchangeable God. You did miracle then. You can do miracles now. Touch your people. Heal your people. Supply all their needs and let them know there is nothing impossible with God. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Now if you believe that Jesus Christ has touched you, why don't you do the things which you are not able to do before? Check it out. Word of God is never wrong. The Word of God has power. Jesus Christ has given us the victory over sickness and disease. And when you are a child of God, you live like King. No sickness, no disease can dwell in the child of God. Then you might be saying, why other people are sick? They are Christian. You know why? Because they are not eating right food. They are not taking right rest. And they are not doing perfect will of God. Jesus Christ can keep you healthy for the glory of God. Since 1956 until today, I am serving the Lord. No sickness, no disease in my body. If you live according to the will of God, He will keep you healthy. Exodus chapter 15 verse 26. When you read, it says, not a single disease the Egyptian people had will come to you. He says, I am the Lord that heals you. But when you obey the commandments of God, when you live according to the will of God, no sickness and disease could come. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8, we read that Jesus Christ came into this world to destroy the works of the devil. Devil is the one who bringing sickness and disease. The word of God says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You are a child of God and live victorious life. God has called you to do his will. There is nothing impossible with God.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.